This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening to the what we're calling the Monster.com edition of this Friday Takeaway. Some employment advice from the show here. You can make a lot of money doing work for the government. That's right. The trick is not actually working for the government like elected officials do, with low salaries set by frustrated voters and subject to being voted out of office. Elective office can be thankless compared to being a contractor. On this Friday, government jobs that can make you very rich and that at least in one case can get you killed or in serious trouble. At the end of the hour, the Bechtel Corporation that has moved mountains and rivers, connected Britain and France under the English Channel, but its secrecy is as legendary as all the concrete it has moved during its existence. That's later this hour. But we begin with an even more secret corporation among the hundreds of military contractors who flooded into the Middle East after 9/11 to profit off the sudden infusion of Pentagon cash into the region. Eric Prince, then the founder of the mercenary firm Blackwater, was one of them. A billionaire's son who joined the U.S. Navy SEALs on his own accord and then made himself a sort of indispensable piece in the American War on Terror. The Blackwater brand got a little tarnished from its overreaching armed paramilitaries, and when in 2004, four of the company's contractors were attacked, their corpses mutilated and dragged through the Iraqi city of Fallujah, Americans watched in horror from their television sets at home.
We're going to begin with Iraq this evening. Four American civilians were killed there today, and as sometimes happens, the cameras were there for the gruesome aftermath. The four men were part of a very large contingent of heavily armed Americans who are everywhere in Iraq these days, some of them working for the government, including the CIA, others providing security in some form or another to the American occupation. They were attacked and killed in the city of Fallujah, and there was no other city in Iraq where Americans are quite so unpopular.
Eventually, Blackwater ditched its name after those bloody events and some costly litigation before being acquired by a group of private investors in 2010. But Eric Prince continued what he saw as his mission, to profit and win in the war on terror.
Prince represents what is, in the darkest corners of Washington, actually official policy. We can do what we want around the world, and we don't have to answer questions from pesky lawmakers or journalists or lawyers. And so what's amazing is Eric Prince's ability to just keep going and to keep finding more business opportunities.
That's reporter Jeremy Scahill, investigative journalist and co-founder of The Intercept, who alongside Intercept investigative journalist Matthew Cole reported this week that in the midst of those new business opportunities, Eric Prince now may find himself under investigation by the Department of Justice for attempting to broker military services to foreign governments, including China, and for possible money laundering, all while functioning as the chairman of his latest venture, Frontier Services Group. Many of the Intercept sources in their reporting, including current and former business partners of Eric Prince, who still has the power to intimidate, apparently, four former U.S. intelligence officers and others familiar with the DOJ investigation, have chosen to remain anonymous.
Eric Prince is this guy who portrays himself as an uber patriot, Captain America. And when America sort of abandons him, in his view, and Blackwater faces litigation and investigations and everything, he runs around the world trying to find another sponsor and now ends up with people with very close connections to the Chinese Communist Party. And he is running a company that is servicing Chinese interests in Africa. And at the same time, he's running all of these other programs behind the backs of the corporate executives at this publicly traded company called Frontier Services Group. So, it's an old line of work, being a soldier of fortune. But the kind of turnabout here with Eric Prince going from, very close to Dick Cheney, I'm Captain America, to all of a sudden jumping in bed with people with very serious connections to Chinese intelligence is quite a story.
I'd also add that the one thing that makes it unique, but Eric Prince in particular in Blackwater, is that prior to 9/11, this wasn't an American industry. So while it's true that you've had mercenaries forever, they were largely relegated to people who came from colonies. And it was a colonial thing in Africa and Asia, the French Foreign Legion. This Eric Prince represents the post 9/11 American entry into this market. And from the standpoint of branding and access, I'd say he's number one or number two in the world in terms of success.
Is it the case that Prince is under investigation for money laundering, illegal ties to the Chinese, and illegal brokering of mercenary services?
Well, it's our understanding that the Department of Justice has an investigation looking into brokering military services, which includes and encompasses a lot of things. Can be sales, can be trafficking, can be just the brokering, which is walking into a room and suggesting to country leader X that he buy a force or weapons from provider Z. That led to surveillance on Mr. Prince, and in the surveillance, they picked him up discussing the attempt to open up a bank account on behalf of some Libyans, and then later learned that he was in China trying to open up an account, met with Chinese intelligence, and subsequently did open up an account. So certainly the investigation is currently expansive in terms of the number of things they're looking at. It's unclear what they have in terms of how close they may or may not be to an indictment. According to Mr. Prince's lawyers, neither Mr. Prince nor his lawyers have been informed that he is a subject of an investigation.
Is it illegal for him to be working for the Chinese?
Well, no. I mean, it's not unless he is providing the Chinese with defense services or goods. And there's a very serious question about whether his activities constitute defense services or goods. What's interesting is there's a whole division of the State Department that monitors and these kinds of activities and issues licenses to be able to do these things. Whether Eric Prince has the licenses to do this right now is an open question if it does cross the line into something that would be against U.S. law.
He's got a very powerful lawyer, Victoria Tenzing, who's on retainer or involved in a specific prosecution, as far as you can tell.
Well, I mean, Eric Prince, goes through lawyers like a kid goes through Cheetos. I mean, it's hard to know who he's being represented by at any given moment. She's obviously a very a political lawyer, is on Fox News regularly talking about the Benghazi stuff. And in fact, when Matthew and I first talked to her, she's like, the Justice Department is investigating Eric Prince. I thought they were supposed to be investigating Hillary's emails and 150 agents running around chasing after the Hillary story. But look, the lawyer that Prince would need to deal with some of these allegations is someone that is a true expert on defense export regulations, not a political lawyer. I mean, we were kind of astonished that he made her available to speak to us on the record. The story sort of changed as we talked to her over the days. You know, when we first told her what we were going to report, she acted like we had just landed from Mars. Then we started to tell her more and more of the evidence that we had, and she started to give different answers. You know, at first it was like, what are you talking about? He wouldn't need to do anything in Macau. Next thing we know, she says, yes, he did open a bank account at Bank of China, but it was for a company. Okay, well, what company was it for? I'm not going to tell you what company it was for. Did it have anything to do with Libyans? What are you talking about? Then the next day, well, I'm going to have to see. I mean, it's clear that they now realize they're going to have to take this seriously, because this isn't just, some blog post that someone threw up, on the web. There are files, some of which we published, that when we analyze them have metadata showing that Eric Prince and his colleagues drafted, edited, and circulated these proposals. This is not, some conspiracy theory. This is serious, and I think that Prince is now realizing that.
What is the CITIC Group?
CITIC Group is the official investment arm of the Chinese government, and they own roughly 20% or more, possibly, of Frontier Services Group, which is the company that Eric is the chairman on. They're a legitimate corporation and investment group, but they act on behalf of Chinese central government.
And remember, Frontier Services Group is a publicly traded company on the Hong Kong Exchange. This company is not a mercenary company. It's not a security company. In fact, they have an explicit ban on doing business that the U.S. would consider defense export. The issue here is that Eric Prince, as the chairman of this public company, is using his legitimacy to set up meetings with the president of Nigeria, factions in Libya, a number of other countries in Africa, and he's going there as the chair of a legitimate company, but the services he's offering are not services that company offers. Those are services he wants to provide through a network of shell companies that he and his little cohort of private CIA guys that they want to do business with.
In Africa, the Chinese are involved in acquiring natural resources and protecting natural resources. In the Pacific, the Chinese are involved in disputing territory in the waters in the South China Sea. Based on your reporting, is there any likelihood that Prince's activities might come face to face with U.S. military interests, either in Africa or the Pacific?
You know, that's unclear. I mean, one of the things that gets confusing about Mr. Prince is that in addition to Frontier Services Group, for which he's the chairman, he has another entity, which is a private investment firm called Frontier Resources. And Frontier Resources did a lot more investing in Africa, to our understanding, specifically in mining and natural resources. So it's not so much that he would come face-to-face with U.S. interests or against it, but rather he is financially staked and aligned with some Chinese investment, whether it's official government investment or through CITIC Group. We haven't seen anything that indicates his involvement in the Pacific area, though that doesn't mean it's not so.
Well, another part of what you're asking, though, is, I mean, there's a whole other scenario that it's not exactly what you were saying, John, but it could cause serious problems for the U.S. military or intelligence. If you look at what happened with Blackwater in Iraq, their forces acted like they were sort of the kingpins of the war zone, that they were more important than the commanders of the uniformed U.S. military. They would go into, you know, a village or a place where they felt that there was a threat, and they would spray and pray, as they called it. I mean, they opened fire and killed a lot of people, and that caused blowback on U.S. soldiers. When four of their guys went into the center of Fallujah in March of 2004 and ended up getting killed, you know, dismembered, and then hung from a bridge, those guys were in an area that the U.S. military wouldn't even go into. That then sparked a massive uprising that united the Shia forces of Muqtada al-Sadr with the more nationalist Sunni forces in western Iraq. Blackwater was at the center of multiple firefights that inflamed the situation on the ground in Iraq. So if Eric Prince is running some sort of a mercenary force in Libya or in Nigeria, and he believes that what we're doing is we want to wipe out Boko Haram, or we're going to, you know, stop the growing, you know, radical Islamic presence in Libya, and his guys end up killing a bunch of civilians, who are the people going to come and attack? They're not going to say, oh, well, we better find Eric Prince's guys to go and kill. No, all Americans are viewed as the occupation at that point. So that's what happened in Iraq, and I think it's not that Eric would be necessarily on the opposite side of the U.S. It's that his actions would end up causing blowback and the deaths of U.S. soldiers or other diplomatic personnel.
Jeremy Scahill and Matthew Cole, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Matthew Cole and Jeremy Scahill are investigative journalists for The Intercept. Scahill is co-founder of the online news publication. Eric Prince's lawyer described their reporting as, quote, total BS.